This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of stuff going on while I was traveling. I had to go to New York for meetings and development for the... We're attacking social justice, the social justice agenda in schools through our educational group called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. If you want to be a part of that, if you're a homeschooler, if you care about what's going on in education, the dumbing down of all kids in schools, the lack of accountability by teachers' unions and schools themselves, if you care about the waste, the amount of money that goes into a system that does not care about your kids, it does not care about educating your kids, do something. And if it's not your hot button, tell somebody else. SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Get signed up. If you're part of a PTA that gives a crap, get signed up. This is what Seeking Educational Excellence does. Is we go and we fight. We're currently looking at lawsuits to wage against colleges and universities, but guess what? We're going to be doing the same thing in high schools. We have a conveyor belt of ignorance, and it's led to all of the problems that we face in society today, whether you're talking about teen pregnancy, you're talking about the loss of the nuclear family, you're talking about crazy policies that are letting people into this country that goes against common sense. I could go on. That these policies that have led to the idea that a man is not innocent until proven guilty, but he's guilty until proven innocent. And I'm speaking of Donald Trump. I was talking to a guy at the airport sitting there, and a guy comes up to me. I'm headed to New York. And I don't even remember how the conversation started, but he goes into Trump bashing. And I looked at him and I said, I completely disagree with everything you just said. I said, I'm an expert in this field. I do this for a living. Okay, great. I go, I'm an expert. This is what I do. I said, everything you just said is wrong. You know what he did? Oh, hey, my phone's ringing. I got to take this call. And he walks away. Bye-bye. We allow this stuff to happen, folks. The mass shooting that just occurred in Virginia somewhere, right? Oh, the Virginia Beach. Here's what the article, I'm reading this now. Thank you. It says a shooter who opened fire indiscriminately in a Virginia Beach city building Friday afternoon, killing 12 people, sending at least 4 to the hospital, was a disgruntled employee, a Virginia government source briefed on the investigation told CNN. This is a guy who was disgruntled. You know what he couldn't handle? He couldn't handle losing his job. He couldn't handle whatever the issues were. Let me tell you what leftism does. You want to know point blank what leftism does? It doesn't give you the ability to cope with anything in life. Look at the way leftists raise their kids. Time out, and don't you do this, and that's not right to do, and oh, you need a hug, and all these. Look, let me tell you something. All that may be needed. I'm not going to lie and tell you that you can't spank your kid for everything. There's no question about that. But let me tell you, spare the rod, spoil the child. If you don't toughen your kids up, they aren't prepared for life. I told the lady the other day, I was coming back home, and these people kept cutting in front of us as we were lined up to go onto the plane. And there's nothing there. I mean, they could have gone at any place in the line, and they kept cutting through us. So finally, I just closed the gap where it didn't even look like a gap. And I essentially said, there's not Red Rover, nobody's coming over. And so I said, I don't know what they think, that we're a bunch of pansy dude, me and there's another guy and this lady. I said, we're a bunch of pansy, you know, guys over here, but, you know, we're going to lock arms and it's going to be Red Rover. And we're not letting anybody through. And then I looked at the lady and I said, excuse me, I mean people, not men. She goes, no, men. And I went, whoa, look at you, soul sister. She was a white chick, but I was like, soul sister, you know, warrior prince. And she goes, no, there are things that men need to handle. And I thought to myself, I don't know who your husband is, but he's a lucky guy. And she went on to tell me, my son is, I'm making a man out of him, and I'm making women out of my daughters. I was like, congratulations. I mean, we had a great conversation, and then she flew off wherever she went. But it was a good conversation where she's like, no, I think this world has gone crazy. So, this is where we are. But the comment I made to her, I said, college has become nothing but a freaking Montessori for college-age kids. And she cracked up. She goes, that is a perfect description. They're focused on everybody's got to get along and let's, make sure that we deal with what they call it, where you're like, you assimilate. You teach kids how to work with other kids. And I go, that's what college is. College, it has dismissed the idea that you know what it is to be a male, a female, black, white, and, whatever. Non-cisgender. It figures you've gone through all of that by the time you get there. And then you're just ready to learn. You're ready to face the real world where everything is going to come at you fast and furious, and there's not going to be these cry closets and safe spaces. And so she goes, that's a perfect way to describe it. And I said, no wonder these kids crack up. At the very sign of any type of strife, they lose it. They don't know how to handle it. And look, let me just tell you point blank, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, these kids are a product of leftism. They don't even get how stupid it sounds. They are in such an echo chamber, they don't see what the real world is going to give them. There is nobody who's going to placate them in the real world. Nobody. It's going to be brutal. So, look, your kids are going to be successful by default. They're going to inherit the world. Now, the question becomes, are they going to be accused of being toxically masculine? Are they going to be accused of white guilt, white nationalism, nationalism in general? What are you going to let them? Because they're going to continue to run the roost. No question about it. A leftist kid is not going to be in control of anything. He or she can't build a successful company because they're too caught up in, it's got to be green, it's got to be this or that. Let me tell you something. If you put we're green or gluten-free or whatever on your product, it makes me not want to buy it. I want you to tell me it's full of gluten, we made it using all the fossil fuels that were available to man, and we don't give a crap. Because we're making the best product with what's available today. We will transform to green energy or whatever else at the appropriate time. But right now, we don't give a crap except making the best product. I didn't even get into the shooting. When we get back, I'll talk a little bit more about that. Talk about these tariffs. We'll talk about measles and a host of other things. Because let me tell you, you're watching liberalism run rampant when we should be putting our foot firmly on the throat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, I'd love for some economists, any leftists, I'd love for you to contact me, Kevin Jackson. If you're listening to this show, if you know somebody that fits, have them call me. I'd love to talk to them. And explain to me how Mexico's going to win with Donald Trump saying, we're increasing the tariffs on Mexico until they decide they're going to close their borders, stop people from entering the United States. Until they see this as a North American problem, we're going to address it with our economy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I told you guys. I wouldn't say I warned you. It's not a warning. I explained to you how Donald Trump works, why I love this guy so much. I wasn't like into Trump. Somebody asked me on a radio show the other day, Kevin, were you always a Trumpster? When I'm not a Trumpster then. I'm not a Trumpster now. I love what this man does. I love his approach to things. Not always. But with dealing with the immigration problem, what Trump is saying is, you keep letting people into our country, and you don't seem to give a crap, guess what? We're going to start penalizing you. You border us. They got a long way to march before they get to the United States. So you better make it your issue, not ours. And he's 100% right. Well, he's not 100%, but he's 95% right. Because the other side is, if the Democrats decided they were going to make the citizens of America their priority, we wouldn't even have this problem. It makes no sense whatsoever. Take politics out. It makes no sense whatsoever to watch hundreds of thousands of people come into this country day in and day out, and or I shouldn't say that, thousands of people coming into this country day in and day out, millions annually, without any checks or balances, and we not say a word. People try to convince us it's good for us. Yeah, it's so good for us that part of the broadcast I'll be talking about probably in the second hour, I don't know, we'll be talking about disease. What's happening in this country? You think it's by accident? I mean, if you really want to be sinister about this, you might actually believe the Democrats want to see utter destruction occur at the grass level, at the grassroots level, the lowest common denominator level. Things aren't going to get into their neighborhoods and their kids, not for the most part. There's an outbreak. It's going to happen in Watts. It's going to happen in 8 Mile. It's going to happen in Harlem. It's not going to happen in their neighborhoods. It's going to happen in Compton. Just I'm telling you, I can wage a very convincing argument that the Democrats seem to want these people to die. They want people to suffer. The people at the lowest level, they want to see offed. I'm talking about killed, demolished.
Oh, come on, Kevin, you must be crazy.
Yeah, I know. I'm crazy. Go look at the eugenicist movement and what they wanted to get rid of. The dregs of society, not just black folks. Poor people, people who they felt were of lesser intelligence, who don't have it in their DNA to be anything other than worker bees. They want enough to serve them, and that's it. Go look at some of the writings of Cass Sustrin and others that worked for the Obama administration who believed that the world had too many people, that we needed disease and pestilence in order to correct what's been happening. We have too many folks. They're not talking about elitists. They're not talking about the Ivy League educated intelligentsia, which, by the way, couldn't fill a thimble with common sense knowledge. But they're not talking about them. They sit in their little cabals and group think tanks and what have you, and they've convinced themselves that they are the ones who should be setting policy. And when the time comes that they need to just be able to, with a swath, kill millions of people as necessary to maintain order in society. You don't have to believe me. These writings are as public. Don't call me a conspiracy theorist. Go look it up for yourself. There are people in the Obama. There's a guy in the Obama administration that wrote a paper back in college that said 300 million people was all the world really should have. Something along those lines. Well, we've got 7.5 billion. So we're way past that mark. But he believes that's what the world can sustain. They see the world as if it gets too over. Look, I'm not going to disagree necessarily that we may be able to overpopulate the world. I don't believe it's possible. I don't. But I'm saying I'm not going to dismiss that things would get rough if there were 100 billion people in the world and we had to feed them. But here's what I can tell you. We have the technology and the resources to probably handle that many people. Believe it or not, we do. But the Democrats, they see it as an in-sum game. I get it. Earth is an ecosystem that it circles, you know, it cycles the same amount of water and all these different things. But I still believe that there are ways to do it to where we'd be fine. I think that the God knows how much rain to put here, how much snow to put here, how much ice melt to occur at any given time. And when we go, oh, it's a massive flood and it wiped out. Well, you got in the way of God. You know, don't be mad that you built downstream from where God said this is what needs to happen on this day. That's not nature's fault. That's our fault. Oh, there was a hurricane and it ruined the coast. Well, who said for you to be that close to the coast? Oh, it's an inconvenience to us, right? When we get hurricanes and tornadoes and all this other stuff. And, of course, what happens with the lefties? They want to say it's global warming, global climate change. That's what's doing it. Series of tornadoes breaks out in Oklahoma during, get this, America, tornado season. And it's global climate change. Look at what's happening. Yeah, but they forget that in 1919, in a six-state region, the tornadoes killed hundreds of people, over 100 people, in the same, worse than anything that's happened in the past decade, two decades, three decades. It's 100 years old, and nobody remembers that. Bill Nye, the science guy, is not going to bring it up. What's his face? The black dude, the astronomer, the atheist, he's not going to bring it up. They want you to believe that today, it's worse today than ever before. All you got to do is go back a decade to find anything worse. Oh, it was hurricane season. Go back a decade. Look at hurricane season. Two decades. Three decades. Four decades. What was causing it then? Ocasio-Cortez, huh? Huh? Is this thing on? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Just giving you the real. The real. The truth. The true talk about this stuff. Here's what I will tell you. If you're, and I've had conservatives tell me, Kevin, you surely can't deny climate change. Yes, I can. I can deny it. It's called weather. It's that simple. Don't test me. Give me your pestilence, and I'll find you something within a few decades that was worse, and you can't blame the internal combustion engine. You can't blame man for it. So don't tell me
Kevin, it's a conspiracy.
No, I can tell you where scientists who were paid to say certain things said it, and then they came back later and admitted I was paid. That's why I said it. It was an easy way for me to make a living. To disagree was to get in front of a man and his money, in between a man and his money. It's really that simple. Global climate change is BS nonsense. Anybody who believes it is a brain-dead, moronic zombie. I don't care what political spectrum you are on. That's what it is. It was people paid to say what the government wanted them to say so they could fleece the rest of us, and they were happy to do it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady Melania Trump have some downtime before tonight's formal state banquet in Great Britain. Queen Elizabeth is hosting the affair at Buckingham Palace. With more on the president's trip to the U.K., here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Earlier today, Queen Elizabeth gave the Trumps a tour of parts of Buckingham Palace. News photographers capturing the group viewing the Queen's vast royal collection of gifts and historical memorabilia. The President and First Lady also had a private lunch with the Queen as they begin a three-day state visit.
The House on Monday is expected to pass a massive disaster aid bill. After weeks of delays, President Trump is expected to sign the roughly $19 billion bill that covers states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. Three separate Republicans voted down unanimous consent votes that were put forth by Democratic leaders last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, there was a... I don't know. I was traveling, as I told you guys, and I read this headline, and it says, "You won't believe the outcome of the National Spelling Bee." I know. I said I was going to finish talking about this Virginia shooting. What else can I tell you? You know, the leftists are going to blame the gun. But and I'm because I'm going to get into this spelling bee. But the leftists are going to blame the gun when, in fact, it was a city worker working in a town that I can practically guarantee you is run by lefties who goes to shoot up his old employees, probably because he's being bullied or he couldn't cope or whatever else. This spelling bee story goes right into it, and you're going, "Kevin, how could you possibly relate a spelling bee to a mass shooting?" By the way, a mass shooting that is the legacy of Barack Obama, the legacy of leftism. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. My job is to explain to you how these things weave together in the craziest of ways. And there's many, many more stories that could speak to any of this stuff. But I'm just going to give you the spelling bee. So I'm traveling, and I get this, this headline, it made me curious because I don't follow the National Spelling Bee until it occurs. And then I'm like, "Oh, okay, well, we know what's going to happen." Yeah, I know the outcome of the National Spelling Bee every year for the past decade, maybe two. Haven't followed it that closely. But here's what I can tell you. Somebody named Saraptinbapirditupagupta is going to win, a.k.a. Asian by way of India, and that child is going to be homeschooled. That's what I know. Anyway, the title intrigued me. You won't believe who won the National Spelling Bee. I wondered if some inner-city public school-educated black kid upset the norm and won the National Spelling Bee. Because that would blow my freaking mind. Forget black. Just forget that for just a second. Did a public school kid win the National Spelling Bee? Because I don't remember the last time it happened, and I will admit I don't follow it. Maybe you guys want to Google it. I didn't. I'm just telling you, I don't believe that in the last decade, I'm letting you know right now, that a public school kid won the National Spelling Bee. I would even be surprised if a public school kid made it to the finals. Oh, man. So anyway, in thinking about this, I said, because if a public school kid won a National Spelling Bee, I would be just as surprised. Forget black. Black, white, it, whatever. It, even Chinese or Indian that won the, that was a public school kid. Did some kid of any nationality happen to bring prestige back to the government school kids? You know, them government kids. What could I possibly not believe, I wondered. So I checked. I had to click the link. I wanted to see what was going on. And I learned from the article that there were 8, finger quote, champions of the contest. And I immediately called BS because there can only be one champion. See, this is the way I grew up. I don't know how you grew up, people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I suspect, though, you will agree with me that when you crown a champion, it is a single individual. Not 2, not 8. But they said they had 8. No contest I know works that way. But again, leftists want us to believe that everybody can get a trophy. What happened to slugging it out until the glorious end? Note, I did not say the bitter end. Did they run out of words to spell at the National Spelling Bee put on by Scripps? Of course they didn't run out of words. There's plenty of words. But some bonehead moron leftist decided to, and I love how they put it, make history by not awarding a real champion. Now, let me tell you, they made history. Every time they do this event, they make history. It's like when Barack Obama got elected, people go, we just made history. We're the first black president. You would have made history if McCain had won. It's not about making history. History is whatever just happened. It doesn't matter who did it, for what reasons, or why. They want you to believe we made history. So I said, well, what next? In the next Summer Olympics, are they going to award 8 winners to each of the races? Each of the whatever the sporting events there may be, whether it be 8 first place winners to the discus or the javelin or the high jump or the long jump or the hurdles or whatever else. What about in the Winter Olympics? Does everybody win downhill ski? What happens? It was a contest. It was a contest for the best speller. It isn't. Look, if they can do a thousandth of a second and show you the winner of any race, then guess what? They can go very much deeper. Who made them? Why did they call the spelling bee? When did it get called? In other words, you know, when did they finally go, okay, that's just it. We've run out of words or whatever. But, you know, it says every media outlet reported on this farce jubilantly. George Stephanopoulos, when he had, you have to see the video. He's like, hey, there's the strangest thing that happened in the contest for the National Spelling Bee. And he's all, yeah, 8 people won. And he's all jubilant. He's got a smile on his face. And I'm going, George, I don't know where you come from. I mean, obviously, Greece at some point in your life. But when they held the Olympics there, there were not 8 winners. Oh, my gosh. The kids are shown to be ecstatic. And maybe they are because they've been indoctrinated. But in the old days, these word gladiators would have stayed until the last man stood. But guess what? There was even more irony. Yeah. I knew the winner of the National Spelling Bee would be a homeschooled Indian kid, as I indicated earlier. That's just the way things are. Asians, specifically the Indians, win the National Spelling Bee. Just like Asian, in this case Chinese kids, are the curve busters in STEM classes generally in college. I'm talking about science, technology, engineering, and math. If you got a curve buster in calculus, it's probably going to be an Indian kid. I mean, or a Chinese kid. Chinese more than likely, Indian second. And as Obama would say, that's just the new norm. That's just the way things are. That's the way it is. That's settled science. So when I saw the pictures of the, using my finger quotes, champions, I wasn't surprised to see 7 Indian kids, names like Surup and Sumka and Brashtrash and, you know, all the Pridash. And it was all Indian kids. Except there was one that stuck out like a straight man in San Francisco, the lone white girl. Yeah, how about that Me Too movement to get that little lily white girl in the everybody gets a trophy picture? I don't even know her name. I don't believe she was there. I think they inserted her in the race halfway through the marathon. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Who is that lone white girl? Is that Hillary Clinton's niece? Go look at the picture. The producers are laughing over here because it's true. You got all these Indian kids, boys and girls, and there's one little lone white girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her daddy better be Indian. She better have been raised in India or something, because there is no way that little white girl belongs in that picture. Sorry to break the bad news to America, specifically white America on the Kevin Jackson Show, but white kids no longer win the spelling bee. In fact, if the Asians suing Harvard tells you anything, it's that the white kids are no longer the smartest kids in this country. SAT scores a full 100 point less than Asian kids. Yeah. That girl is some powerful white bureaucrat's kinfolk, and they called in a favor. Hey, listen, my niece is going to be in the spelling bee, and I'd really like her to do well. You know what I mean? Listen, I'll help you get that contract if you could just make sure she makes it to the top eight. And then they go, and if you could somehow throw the thing so that the top eight all finish together, wouldn't that be great? Because let me make a prediction. If they finished the spelling bee, little white girl wouldn't have been at the top. Yeah, you heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show. Little white girl wouldn't have made it. No. She wouldn't have been in the top five. She was in the top eight because of probably nepotism and some bias, some payoffs. Somebody better check with them two white chicks in Hollywood, because that's who I think got this girl into the spelling bee. Yeah. He ain't fooling me. Yeah, I could see him just talking to the National Spelling Bee president.
This is Hillary. What do you think we call the contest now, since my niece can't get any further? It would look good for the public schools.
What they did was a disservice to the kid willing to spell his butt off to the glorious end. In your face, gloating end. But we will never know who had the stamina, the perseverance to outlast all those other kids. But that's the world now. A world where kids go untested and unchallenged to see who has the right stuff. I want to know who the real winner is in 2019.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If I were a Democrat, I would be level setting about Barack Obama. See, I wrote an article a while back asking, what if what you thought you knew turned out to be wrong? And I asked this question about Democrats' beliefs about Trump. Like, what if it turns out Trump's not racist? He's not a misogynist. He's not a warmonger. He's not any of the things that you think him to be. What if? Just don't. You know, I'm not asking you to believe into it. I'm asking you to consider it. Just think for a second. What if it were to turn out that he wasn't what you thought he was, and he's actually a good president. How would that affect you? So, but then I said, you know what? A better question might be, what happens when the Democrats find out that Obama is a big black lie? See, I wrote a book called The Big Black Lie, and it was a lie about all the things that I was supposed to be as a kid growing up, that the Democrat Party embraced me as a young black man. I knew this to be a lie, and I wrote about it. And part of my juxtapositioning was that, and this was in my second book, In Sexy Brilliance, I said, I look at my life in Barack Obama's, and I look at being raised by my grandparents, who, you know, were obviously black, and him being raised by his white grandparents, and how he completely just went in a completely different direction. Now, some would say, Kevin, you went in a different direction, too. Yeah, there are black people that go, you don't like black folks. And I crack up because I think, yeah, well, whatever. But Barack Obama really doesn't like white people. He doesn't. He uses them. I don't use black people. I wish nothing but the best for black folks. But I do know who the big black lie is. I know the one that was told to me. And I had no idea that Barack Obama was going to come along and essentially bring life to my book, The Big Black Lie. And then later be called Sexy Brilliance. As Michael Eric Dyson said, Barack Obama brought sexy brilliance to the White House. So going back to the notion of Democrats and considering, what if everything you thought about Barack Obama was wrong? How does that change your world? Because see, what I'm telling you, the audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you conservatives, there are many of these people that believe now that they were wrong about Barack Obama. Let me tell you something about yourselves, conservatives. Many of you voted for Barack Obama because you wanted to believe in him. You wanted to believe that lie. And you know what you did? In the 2016 election, you said, I've seen enough. Many of you said it before that, in 2010, in 2012, in 2014, and certainly in 2016. It became loud and clear that many of these conservatives went, no more. Many Democrats said the same thing. Many black folks are saying the same thing right now. Many Latinos are saying the same thing. Many millennials are saying the same thing. Many other Democrats are saying the same thing, and independents. That is why there's a prediction that's been made. I even said, why bother having the 2020 election? Because you know the outcome. Oh, I know. Kevin, don't be so cocky. Don't be what they were. You know why I can be what they were? Because I am a realist. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't. The reason why I want Trump reelected has nothing to do with his politics. I wouldn't care if Donald Trump were a Democrat at this stage of the game. I would vote for the Democrat for the first time in my adult life because I'd say this guy knows what he's talking about. He's not, he picked a side, but it didn't even matter what side he picked. He's an ideologue for America. I'll vote for him. And there's a prediction. Yeah, Democrats who thrived on hope because they certainly got change are going to help drive Donald Trump to another election victory. But play the game. Let's go ahead and play this game we got to play out in 2020 because we can't skip it. Yeah, we can't skip the game, unfortunately. We can't just hand the win to Donald Trump, even though if there were any a president that I would like to hit the golden button for and just push him right into 2020, it would be Donald Trump. But you know what? If we got to run the race, let's run the race. But there won't be an upset this time, folks. Trump has stacked the deck. Three modelers predicting President Trump will win re-election in 2020 based on a combination of economic data and incumbent advantages. This is what the New York Times reported. Stephen Radner wrote that Ray Fair of Yale favors Trump to win based on a model that combines incumbency and GDP growth rates. The model predicted Barack Obama's 2008 popular vote margin within a fraction of a percentage point and got within 0.2 of a point for 2012. Radner, who served as a counselor to the Treasury Secretary during the Obama administration, added this. The model correctly predicted an electoral victory for Trump in 2016, but overestimated his popular vote share by 5.5 points, which Ratner attributed to Trump's personal unfavorables. In other words, a more normal Republican would have won the popular vote by a substantial margin instead of losing it by 3 million votes. Well, let me say this to Ratner. Donald Trump won the popular vote, too. Yeah, he did. He beat Hillary Clinton soundly in the electoral vote and the popular vote. Speaking of the electoral vote, New Mexico's Democrat governor voted down the them trying to get rid of the electoral system. Voted it down. Anyway, let me continue. What's different this time, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Let me count the ways. First, Obama can no longer weaponize the government against Trump. This leads me to the second advantage that Trump now has. Trump exposed the weaponized Obama government. This is not going to bode well for anybody down ticket, no matter who it is, to carry a D after their name into 2020. Here's what you're going to see. Let me just go ahead and make a prediction. You're going to see a lot of people who have previously run as Democrats, who ran under the careful wing of Barack Obama, the coattail of Barack Obama, who are going to switch and think they're going to switch back. Sort of like this guy, Justin Amash. Well, wait what happens to see what happens to Justin. Third, Trump is proven pretty much the only president in modern history who kept his promises. Trump dispels the myth of the politician. People love this. He is not going to change. He is still going to tweet. He is still going to raise holy H-E double crooked socks when you accuse him of something that he didn't do. And the only difference now is he's got a 10,000 times more credibility. Here's the fourth reason. Results. Unlike Obama, Trump has amazingly positive results. A booming economy by anybody's standards. And in fact, this economy is so good that Obama and his sycophants want to take credit for all the good moves that Trump is making. But the problem that they have is Obama's own words. Obama said Trump couldn't bring manufacturing jobs back. He said the new norm was 2% GDP, and Trump essentially said wrong and wrong. And he brought manufacturing jobs back. I think we're over 500,000 manufacturing jobs now that Trump has brought back. And the GDP is 100% more than Barack Obama said it could possibly be. It's actually more than that. Now, we know that Obama will be a known liar by the time the election rolls around. The Democrats will have suborned a known liar. And if you think that's going to go unnoticed on the voter, then you're wrong. You're sadly mistaken. These people have got... Okay, so the guy doing the poll, he's 100% right. Trump's going to win. Now, what does that mean? What else does Trump need? Trump needs to strip that gavel from Nancy Pelosi and just bang her over the head with it. That's what he needs. He needs the House. So that's issue number one. He will gain more seats in the Senate in the next election cycle. I'm telling you where this is going to go. I want to be on record for having told you how this is going to shake out. Donald Trump is going to take advantage of every crazy idea that's been done by the left. He's going to have an economy. Look, I know the stock market went down last week. So what? You got to play that. If you're in the market, you're still way up. I know I am. I can speak for myself. So it went way down. Congratulations. It'll go back up. And 2020 is going to come in with some stellar numbers. And even the big boys won't be able to manipulate it, as they've tried to do. The George Soroses and the Buffetts and anybody else. Go for it. Watch what happens. So these guys know what they're talking about. Look, when we get back, I want to talk about the measles. I want to talk about Democrats in general. Brazilian gays. That's an interesting story.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.